White, W.C. White, Mary. Denison, Texas, February 11, 1879. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we received your letter, Willie, in reference to your going to Oakland. I know that you are needed there, and then if you were there, I fear that it will lift responsibilities and burdens from the very ones who need to bear them and to learn a lesson in this respect highly essential. I have written today to Brother Wagoner and to Edson. I inquired of Brother Wagoner if there had been a plain statement written to Willie White of what was wanted of him, and if there had been a decided expression made in letter to Willie White that they did want him, or if this expression had been sent to me alone. I told them it was your choice to remain in Oakland and to attend Commercial College, but if you were really needed there, you would go. I asked if they could not get along without you, if they could do so to not call you to Oakland. I desire that you leave all business, and if you do not go to Oakland, to go to school at once. Do not delay at all. I am anxious that you should learn to become a ready scribe. You end education in penmanship. My very dear children, I have no doubt but that you must go to Europe soon, and I want you should be learning of the heavenly teacher and learn all that you can in the sciences. I am confident England will be the field at first for you to both labor in. This will be attended with far less difficulty than in Switzerland. The truth will find more ready access to the people in England than in Switzerland. There is in the truth, present truth, an inherent power and tendency to win its way into the minds of those who are honest, and such will embrace the truth. The man with truth on his side should never allow himself to doubt that he shall be able to obtain a reception for it among those who will hear it presented to them fairly and clearly. With proper evidence, they cannot in England withhold their belief. Falsehood and prejudice may exist, yet the truth will prevail amid the moral darkness. Ye are, says Christ, the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14. Whoever considers the truth, if it be even to find arguments against it, the bright beams of truth will like sharp arrows penetrate their armor. And those who will open their eyes, the bright beams of truth will shine about them. The gospel dreads nothing so much as being covered or hid under a bushel. Let it be agitated, let it be brought in contact with minds. Though it may be everywhere spoken against, it will prevail. Every controversy it provokes, every slander that is breathed against it, the craft of deceptive shepherds, the jealousy of the rulers, will be instrumentalities to awaken an interest and arouse the minds of men to investigation. Children, connect with God, and you will receive from Him the bright beams of light to be reflected upon others. I know that a solemn and important work is before us, and we must perseveringly engage in it heart and soul, might, mind, and strength. We have been out Sundays from 5 to 15 miles to speak in schoolhouses, and the same used for meeting houses. We had freedom in speaking to the people in the Shiloh house. Invitations came in for us to hold meetings in another locality in their neighborhood, 5 miles from Shiloh at Cherry Mound. We gave out appointments, and the next Sunday found a schoolhouse well filled, and many who could find no room within stood about windows and doors. We felt the refreshing Spirit of God as we tried to water others. The people listened with the greatest interest. We then distributed our reading matter, which they grasped eagerly, and many were disappointed because we could not supply them. We promised them more the next Sunday. Invitations came for us to hold meetings 5 miles farther to the Hebron schoolhouses. We gave out 2 appointments for both Cherry Mound and Hebron. We met in both places the following Sunday, more than could find entrance into the house. We had much freedom in speaking to the people, and the tearful eyes of many of the listeners testified of their interest. We then scattered our publications, but could not supply all. There were more people than we expected. During the week, one gentleman from Cherry Mound came to the house where we were making our home and inquired for publications. Said he was so anxious to get the health journal and wanted to know where he could find it. We furnished him several and other tracts. He held them in his hand with tears. He said, "I prize this very much. To me, it is a treasure." Last Sunday, we spoke by special invitation to Virginia Point. A large house was filled. It was enough to stir the soul to see as we approached the place of meeting, which every way you might look, men, women, and youth coming over the plains from every direction, on horseback, on foot, in wagons, to hear the words of truth. I had great freedom in speaking to the people, and then we distributed the publications which they grasped eagerly. Your father spoke in the afternoon to Hebron Schoolhouse. We intend to have a tent and let them have an opportunity to hear all who will come. This is an intelligent class of people. We are gratified in speaking to them. Last Sabbath we had meeting in Brother Baller's new house. Quite a number of neighbors were present while I spoke 1 hour with much freedom. This must now go in the mail. No more time to write. Mother.